You're listening to Inside Out. Inside Out with Tim Gilligan is a podcast providing weekly biblical insight to encourage you on your walk with God. What you do day by day takes you to your future. And most of the time, the greatest fruit in your life is cultivated through the small, spiritual disciplines you exercise on a consistent basis. This podcast is meant to help you live a life that is happy, stable, fruitful, and blessed. And now, let's get ready for Pastor Tim. Enjoy today's episode.
Hey, welcome back, or welcome to Inside Out. I'm glad you joined me today. And I want to pick right up where we left off in the last episode. We're going through a little series. I'm just kind of walking us through a series that I did, last spring, called My Place in This World. And here's a couple things to think about. Everybody is on a journey. And you have to think about this and locate your destination, and that is where you headed, and that's eventual and a little more short-term as well. Your destination. Secondly, your location, that's where you currently are. And then thirdly, your condition. How's it going? And locating those things, finding our purpose, finding our direction, getting those things clear. And I left you with a big idea last time. This is so important in my life. Even when I first got born again, this was in a little booklet somebody shared with me. God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life. And realizing that God has wonderful plans for you, even if you're in a mess right now, and maybe you made the mess, or you're not even sure how the mess happened, God has a plan, God has a path, and God will be faithful to lead you from where you are to where he wants you to be. Let's look at a couple of big points concerning this. First of all, you just have to start where you are. You have to start where you are. You can't start anywhere else. Start where you are. Start with an honest assessment and go ahead and be honest with yourself and with God, whether it's positive or negative. But acknowledge the good. Acknowledge the not so good. Jeremiah chapter 6 in the Living Bible says you can't heal a wound by saying it's not there. So start where you are and go ahead and be to yourself, admit to yourself, admit to God where you're at. Hey, God, this part's really great, and this part I have no idea, and this part's a mess, and I messed it up. You know, whatever it would be. But acknowledge the good, acknowledge the bad. The Bible says, you know, that we're to acknowledge every good thing that is in us by Christ Jesus. So start where you are, an honest assessment. And then, you know, honestly, as we are trying to take steps forward from where we are, rarely do we need to know something new. Usually we just need to do what we already know. I want to say it again. Rarely do we need to know something new. Usually we just need to do what we already know to do. And it's all day by day. So you start where you are. Acknowledge, you know, how it's going. And you may want to divide that up into areas. So maybe relationally, you've got to start out. Professionally, maybe financially, spiritually, all of these areas. Where are you? How are you doing with that? You know, and so if one of those areas is doing great, then God, how do I preserve that? How do I sustain that? How do I increase that? If it's not going so good or even not good at all, God, what's my next step here? So you've got to start where you are. And again, I really don't think it's going to be something new that you know to do. It's something you already know, and you need to be reminded of it and do it this time. Do it this time. And it's all day by day. And get this principle, what you do day by day takes you to your future. Again, what you do day by day takes you to your future. We'll talk more about that in some upcoming episodes. Start where you are, and then secondly, walk with God. Just say it out loud right where you are. Walk with God. You know, you can read your Bible all day long. You can pray, but literally where the rubber meets the road is your daily steps, walking with God. And how do you walk with God? Steps. And that's what relationship is. And that's where dependency actually comes to bear. Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6 says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths." Wow, what a powerful verse. The New Living Translation says, "He will show you which path to take." The Message paraphrase, "He's the one who will keep you on track." Walk with God. Walk with God, and he will keep you on track. He will show you which path to take. Psalm 46:1 says, "God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble." A very present help in trouble. You're walking with God. You're up close with God. And he is a very present help in trouble. And you know what? This is no place or time in life on this planet to try to do life without God. So walk with God. Walking with God speaks of relationship with God, fellowship with God, dependency on God, communion with God, and he'll be your strength. He'll be your help in that time of trouble. Put him first. Put him first. And I say this so often, it's a life principle, and he will help you with the rest. So walk with God. Put him first. 2 Chronicles 26:5 says, "As long as he sought the Lord, God made him prosper," or literally succeed or advance. So as long as he sought the Lord, so seeking the Lord, looking to the Lord, asking the Lord for direction, asking the Lord to remind you, asking the Lord to help you, strengthen you, protect you, provide for you, put him first. Make God your source. You've got to have God as your source. And when he's your source, you'll be looking to him. Whoever your source is, you're going to be looking to them, and they will disappoint, be it the government, your job, or you know, some lucky thing you're going to try to do, or some pyramid scheme, or get rich quick, this or that, or legitimate stuff even. That's not your source. God is your source, and you're always going to be looking to your source. So put God as your source. Put him first, and he will help you with the rest. Now, it's very important also, as you're assessing where you are and walking with God, you might need to realize today that you need to reroute. Can I give you another Bible word for reroute? It's repent, repent. And it literally means change your mind, change your direction. It's to turn around if you need to. It's to alter your course so that you can walk with God. It's a holy reset. I love this passage, Acts 3:19 in the Amplified Bible. It says, "So repent, change your inner self, your old way of thinking, regret past sins, and return to God. Seek his purpose for your life." Hear that again. "Seek his purpose for your life so that your sins may be wiped away, blotted out, completely erased," thank God, "so that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord." You're walking with him, restoring you like a cool wind on a hot day. Your place in this world begins with the one who placed you here. I'll say it again. Your place in this world begins with the one who placed you here. Listen, God sees you. He sees you where you are. And he knows how to get you on track and keep you on track. God sees you. That's so important for you to know, for all of us to know. God sees me. And we don't have to hide from God if we're off track. Wave him down, you know, SOS, blow the whistle, wave your arms, whatever. Got him right here. He sees you. But letting him know, I want you to see me right where I am and help me get back on track. And he will. And he knows not only how to get back on track, but how to keep you on track. And he has a purpose for your life, and he loves you, and he's got a plan for your life. And he will help you. He sees you. Call on him. Seek him, and you'll find him. Draw near to him, and he'll draw near to you. Because this, as I said, this is no place, and this is no time to try to do life without God. And it's the best way. Truly is. It's the best way. And watch. You put him first. Make that adjustment. Put him first. He's going to help you with all the rest, all the good, the bad, the ugly, the everything. He will help you with the rest. What a faithful, awesome God. He loves you. He loves you. Call upon him. Press into him today. I just really feel that's for you today. I know it's certainly for me as well. Well, thank you so much for joining me today for Inside Out. We're going to continue on this important subject, my place in this world, a couple more episodes. So I do hope you'll join me. And I hope you'll invite somebody. You know, we're not doing this for any other reason except to help and encourage people and spread the news. If this is helpful to you, you probably have some friends that this will be helpful to them as well. It's completely free. The whole purpose, as I said, is just to help some people and to encourage them and help them to draw near to God. And I pray that's the case for you. So again, thank you. God bless you. We'll see you the next time on Inside Out.
Thanks for joining us today on this episode of Inside Out. If this content has been helpful to you, it would mean a lot if you'd leave a review or share this with others on social media. For more teachings and resources, you can visit Meadowbrook Church online at mbcocala.com. And if you have any questions for the podcast, you can send an email to podcast@mbcocala.org. That's all for today. We'll see you next time right here on Inside Out with Tim Gilligan.